Before we start today's show, if you'd like to support me, you'd like to support the show, please head over to Instagram. Follow me there, X1TheGamer. That's X, the number one, the gamer. I love posting pictures. I won't say what kind of pictures, but they're the appropriate kind, of course. No, really, come follow me, X1TheGamer. That's X, the number one, the gamer, over on Instagram. And now, to the show. Today is Thursday, October 10th, 2019. We've got some Red Dead PC details. That's right, lots of Red Dead PC details. It comes, it drops in just over a month. We found out a lot, so we're going to go over it. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to PC. It's coming in about a month. Rockstar did release its launcher, its PC launcher, and so there's a lot of talk and speculation about what this means, what's going to happen, particularly with Red Dead Online. In a new story over at PC Gamer, it says Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC will feature new guns, horses, and gang hideouts. That's right, when Red Dead Redemption 2 releases on PC this November, it will be a bit bigger than it was when it came out on consoles last year. The 150-gigabyte game will include graphical improvements, as well as new guns, horses, items, and other accoutrements. And that's a cool word. Accoutrements. I like that. And because Rockstar would really like you to use its new launcher, you can get 2 free Rockstar games if you pre-purchase it there. Here is all the stuff being added for Red Dead Redemption 2's PC release in Rockstar's own words. First, there are 3 new bounty hunter missions. That's Herman Zeisendorf has been stealing tools from tradesmen. Track him down in Blackwater. There's an ex-Confederate cavalry officer, Camille Delemonte. I don't know. It's French. He's wanted dead or alive out by Catfish Jacksons, but his loyal men are never far behind. There's Bart Kavanaugh and his men out in Big Valley take part dead or alive without alerting the others if you want to avoid a whole mess of trouble. This is in the single-player campaign. There's also 2 new gang hideouts. There's the Del Lobos gang hideout at Gaptooth Breach and Solomon's Folly. There's going to be 2 new treasure maps, search for treasures across the new landmarks of riches, and the elemental trail maps for gold bars and other rewards. There are also going to be new story mode weapons. That's right. There's the M1899 pistol. That's a semi-automatic gun. I think actually I have that right now in Red Dead Online. There's the Evans repeater, the high roller revolver, and the Lamont revolver. These were only previously available on Red Dead Online only. These are now coming to single player. There's also new story mode horses. There's the Warped Brindle Arabian. It's fast and agile. There's the Appaloosa, the Andalusian, the Arabian, and new wild horse variations, 3 new ones to be exact. There are also new mission to the ends of the earth and 5 new trinkets as well. The gist basically is that some Red Dead Online stuff has been copied over to the single player mode, and new guns, horses, mission, hideouts, and trinkets should add a bit more variety to the world. Regardless, it's super cool, super exciting, especially if you're looking at playing the game again, as I am. I definitely am going to be purchasing this on the PC as well, primarily in hopes that someone mods in role-playing. I love what Grand Theft Auto did with role-playing, and I can't wait for that to come over to Red Dead Online. If you do pre-purchase the Rockstar Games Launcher version, and it does release on November 5th, you'll get 2 of the following games free. You'll get to choose. There's Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Bully Scholarship Edition, L.A. Noire, the Complete Edition, or Max Payne 3, the Complete Edition. You'll also get a Premium Edition upgrade or a $20 discount on the Special Edition or Ultimate Edition. There are in-game stuff that comes along with a Rockstar Games pre-launcher purchase as well. You get the Survival Kit, the Outlaw Survival Kit in story mode. You get a War Horse for story mode. That's nice. The Latrouser treasure map in story mode. You get a cash bonus for story mode. And for Red Dead Online, to set you up nicely, you get 50 gold bars in Red Dead Online. That is fabulous and fantastic. Rockstar Red Dead coming to the PC. I'm very excited for this. Whether or not you pre-purchase it, it's a great game. Red Dead Online is like the number one game that I'm playing right now. I'm completely addicted and I can't stop. Some more big news coming out of Division and Ubisoft. Division 2's largest content update is set to launch October 15th. This is a news story over at Game Informer. The fans of Division 2 are getting a huge content update sooner rather than later. Ubisoft announced today that the next wave of paid downloadable content for The Division 2 will be launching next week, October 15th, for players who've purchased the Year 1 Pass. Title Update 6 includes two new story and classified assignment missions, a new character specialization, and a player versus player mode and multiplayer map, along with other cosmetics and in-game fixes. The Division 2 story mission Pentagon, The Last Castle, centers around the agent's mission to take back the iconic building from Black Tusk terrorists and stop them from further spreading the lethal outbreak. On top of the story missions, pass holders can also delve into the exclusive classified assignment side missions to thwart the attempts of the outcasts from gaining a greater foothold in the United States Capitol. Each piece of new content provides the perfect playground for players to test out the new technician specialization, which comes fully equipped with EMP grenades, a new skill variant, the Maxim 9 sidearm, and the P-17 launcher, which targets up to 6 enemies before blowing them away with a devastating missile barrage. Unfortunately, it's not all good news for Division 2 fans, as it was also announced that the game's second raid would be delayed. However, in my mind, this is actually good news, because just delay it. I mean, just if you want to nail it, delay it. That's what I always say. Hashtag that's what she said. Giving developers more time to polish the endgame event. Amen. As of now, Ubisoft has yet to announce when the raid will become available, other than saying it's coming in 2020. If players are interested in the new content but you don't have the Year 1 Pass, do not worry. Each piece of content will become available to everyone a week later on October 22nd. And for players who haven't yet picked up the game, Ubisoft also announced that it is hosting a free-to-play weekend across all platforms later this month, along with a sale of the game. So stay tuned for that. You might want to hold off and wait for that sale. Regardless, Division is crushing it. Well done, Ubisoft. So much gaming, so much fun. Bringing us into winter in style. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope you enjoy this. I love bringing this to you each and every single day. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps with the show. And with that, I will see you guys tomorrow morning.